Daf Lamed Tes Tosfos. The first Tosfos is Durmaskin. So the Gemara brought down that if you bring Kruv, Durmaskin, and Pragios, the question was what Bracha makes first. So Rashi teached one of the teaches of Rashi that it's prunes. Tosfos doesn't like that because we see later on that you make Berpri Adama, the Gemara made it sound like, and Lamaisa, you should have made a Berpri Eitz. So therefore Tosfos says that it's a type of Kruv, a type of cabbage. But Kapara gave Rishus to want him to make a Bracha. So Tosfos says a Bracha Rishayna. Because if Bracha Chayna, we said that you're not Mezaman al HaPeiros. And it's speaking about where they were Hasevu. And we don't have Hasevu only on bread, meaning that they all sit together. Therefore, you have to, everyone had to make their own Bracha on fruits, whether it's fruits or wine. Then the Gemara said, Chaviv is Adif. And that's the Halacha. He has two types of fruit in front of him. The better one is whatever is more beloved on him, that's to make a Bracha. Berpi Adam is better than Shachalim Advar, because it's more clear, and it's Chashu by itself. And therefore, you should make on the min that shayach pri adamo. Even though that min, you should make shahakal is more chavav on it. And if he has in front of him fruits that have the equal brachas, so one of them is on the zayaminim, you should first make a bracha on the zayaminim, that's better. So, Tosfos mashma the chavav, we pass on the chavav is better. We'll see in Shechmerach, Lamaisa, it's a machlaikas. Maya the silkas, because silk can make by pri adamo, even though it's water, and the vegetable goes in there, you still make a bracha just like you make on the vegetable. Even though we said earlier, may peres is eba alma, here you could differentiate, so I guess we'll have to do with how thick the soup is. Then the Gemara said, pas tsenuma, dried bread, beka'ara, you make a moitza lechem aratz, an argzer b'chia. So this is how does it speak? Is there complete ones in front of him? We said later on, everyone holds that a shalem is better. If there isn't only dried out pieces, hak b'chia argue, we paskin that crumbs, even though there isn't a kazayas, so you make a bracha on them, since there is a tzura of bread. So Tais says, for instance, there is a complete one in front of him, but he sliced from the tznuma. Because Rav Chiya Rasha holds that it's like a shlema, since it is more chavav on him. Rav Chiya holds that you have to finish the bracha with the bread. The Mela has to finish the bracha while you cut the bread, and when you since it was already cut before that, therefore shleim is better. But if he doesn't have a shleim, he's moed that should make a bracha on the crumbs and moed selechem na'aretz. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says the halacha is like Rava, that you make a bracha and then you slice the bread. Meaning you should not slice the bread till after the bracha. Some have the minhag to say but amoitzi before they cut, so the bread should be shleim b'shas the bracha, but the minhag is not nochen to do that because it has sechadas in the bracha nachila. But on Shabbos, you should be machmer to make a bracha before you cut. So, he should not cut before he finishes the bracha, because then he won't have a lechem mishnah. As in Perek Shas Shachol with Firoz, that it has to be, he has to wait to cut till he answers amen from those that are being yoytzu with him. Should not slice it before. Some bring a raya that you have to finish the bracha before you do betzei, but since Rav Chiya says in Yisham, you don't make a bracha on bread, only while he's slicing it. It's mashma that if he could slice before the bracha, maybe the slice will fall from his hand, he won't be able to eat another slice that without another bracha, and I'll have to make a new bracha, and now there would be a shaykh of bracha lavatala. But if you have to make a bracha on the whole bread, and he can't slice before the bracha, so therefore, if the prusa will fall, he does make a bracha on the prusa, so therefore, he could be part of the first bracha, then you can slice it before. The Gemara said, you should make a bracha on the crumbs, and then he patters the complete one, meaning the slices. Rashi says, if the slices and the complete ones are equal, he should make a bracha on whichever one he wants. If the slices are bigger, he has to make a bracha on the slices to patter the shleim. The Bechon says, on the shleim is mitzvah namubcher, even if the slices are larger. Tosfos says, no, it's a svar afucha, because according to Rav Huna, we say crumbs or slices that are greater is better, and according to Rav Yochanan, shleim are better. There's no svar to say that they argue on hepech svaras. Another kasha, Tosfos says, why did he answer later on? He says, he changes the lashon, he says, lashon prusa shachitin, and not pesisin. Therefore, Ben Tam says, we're speaking about big crumbs, and shleim are ketanim, and this is what he says. Rav Huna says, make a bracha on the crumbs, because if he wants, who then he can make it on the shleim if he wants. Rav Yechon says, no, the shleim is the ikr, and you have to make it only on the shleim. That's the halacha like Rav Yechon, because Rav Rav Yechon, lach Rav Yechon, and Avada, Negei Rav Huna, the halacha is like Rav Yechon, because he was a Talmud of Rav, because Davka Bamroi Basroi, we say halacha kebasroi. Next test is Avaprusa Shalchitin, Shleim and Asarin. Everyone says you make a bracha on the slice of chitin more than a complete barley bread, because wheat is better because the pasuk is magnum. But psisim and shleimim for one mean, even if the psisim are from a pasnakia and the shleimim are from a bread that's not so clean, you make a bracha on the shleimim. As we see in the sefta, shleimim, the gluskois, of a bakery in Shlema of Balabais makes a bracha on the Shlema of the Gliskois. Slice of Gliskois and a complete one of the Balabais makes a bracha on the Shlema of the Balabais. Pas Kosher and Pas Akum, he makes a bracha on the Kosher first. So too is in Yishalmi. Pas Tor, Pas Tomei, make on the Tor. But if it's Pashal Akum is Chavi Venoki, and Pas Yisrael is not so Chavi, he makes a bracha whichever one he wants, as we've seen in Yishalmi. Pas Naki Tomei, and Pas Kibber Tor, he makes a bracha whichever one he wants. But Rabbeinu Shimshon was said that you take away the Pas Lovin of the Goy from the table, to left Bech Samaytzi. Two Shleim from one mean, or one is more Naki, you make a bracha on the Naki, because it's more Chavi. We said it's a machlekes tanoim. Rashi says half of a big onion is ksida choshev because it has more onion than a small onion that's complete. Tais says it doesn't make sense because the chayes mashman. This is why he says chatzi batz gadol because there isn't a chatzi batz gadol the same as a cotton shawl, not more. And if not, he should have said it's not similar to choshev gabe prusa shachitin because by wheat we say earlier that they're both equal. So Tais says no, they're exactly equal. But the gadol is better lachila than a small onion, because you like it better, or it's tastier. Rashi explains that we bring a tanoi on the sefer that says it makes a bracha on the slice of chitin and patas the shleim of this iron. And he holds chashav as adav. And the other one holds no chitin, since it's early in the pasuk, that's better. But you can't say that chitin is adifa because bread of chitin is chashav than bread of iron, because he was mefarish that in one min, if you have pas naki and pas kibber, we say the shalom is always other. So you see, you don't go basa chaliv. The other sheet holds shalom other. So Tais says, wait, does he know this? Maybe the chitin is more chasher because it's early in the pasuk. That's why he said he should do it first, not because of shalom. So he says that since his medama over there, even though mesvar is chasher for a kohen is better, because his barimchum is chalbe b'menu, afilachim, we still say shalom is better. So here too, we say the same thing. Shalom is other from crumbs or little pieces of chitin balls, even though the pasuk says it first, and halachas like Rashi didn't want to explain ketanoim and b'chleikas reich and rabuna, because this that he explains that Rav Huna holds when they're equal, you make a bracha whichever one you want. So maybe it's not makbar chashivas and not ashlemus. So what's ketanoi? But according to Benny Tan that said that you make a bracha on the psisim gedolim, if he wants, you can make on the shleim ketanim. So you see, he doesn't call it adiv. He holds it equal, so according to Rav Huna. So maybe you can't say that it's a machlek tanoim on the plukta of negei psisim because he holds both the same size. Tosfos says wherever there's a kohen, everyone holds that you give him the chash of adiv. Says earlier when he says psisim gedolim shleim ketan, he makes on the bracha on the shleim. That's dafka of the bracha because he doesn't care to make a bracha on the gadol. Because why should he make a bracha on the gadol since it's not as clean as this one? But giving to the kohen, there's an afkamina because he'll give to the kohen the chash of. So for the kohen, it's better to get the chash of one first. So Tosfos says, the Gemara said that you put the prusa inside the shleima, and like this you take care of both. Rashi says, and he cuts both, or he cuts the complete one by itself, meaning via both. Because since he put the prusa inside the shleima, it looks like he would say also in the prusa. It says dafka when he cuts the shleima, but he didn't want to explain that he cuts whichever one he wants, or for the prusa, or for the shleima, because he said he put it inside the shleima, as much as the shleima is the ikker. And according to Rashi, Yereshman is Yoitza both, Rak Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechanan, with Psis and Shleim. According to Rain Time, you can't explain that, that it's going on the crumbs, because you doesn't have to do that. You can make a bracha just on the Shleim, that's enough, the Kulam. Because even Rav Huna didn't say on the Perusa, if he wants, he has a choice to do it if he wants, but it's partial. If he made a bracha on the Shleim, it's Yoitza. So therefore, according to Rain Time, says they're going on both, on two breads, on Perusa and Chitim, and the Shleim is of Sa'irim, so you cut them both. Then the Gemara said, everyone's moided on Pesach, he put the prusa inside the shleima, and he cuts it because it says lechem oini. Because it says lechem oini, he puts the prusa underneath the shleima, and it looks like it's betzei on the prusa. Mikalukah says you should not cut only the complete one. And on the prusa, he makes al-chilas matzah, and you wrap and eat from both of them together, so it should look like betzei on the prusa. That's the minute, but you shouldn't make a moitzi, and also al-chilas matzah from the prusa, because then it's making mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, you're making too many mitzvahs on one object. Tais says that it's not bracha shel nehenim, and it's not considered it's a bracha shel nehenim, so therefore it's not a mitzvah chavilas, because on kiddush you make kiddush and brachas ayayim. So therefore, Tosfos held it's not a problem to make two brachas on one slice. Reb Menachem Avina would be ruggled to make everything on the prusa, and the shleim doesn't come only because of lechem mishnah. The Ri would make the bracha first on moitzi on both, before he would cut, and then he would make a bracha achilas matzah, and he would cut from both. And that's not called chavila, since he makes them both of them together. Sometimes the Ri would take himself out of the machlekes. He didn't want to change the minig and he would make a bracha on the shleima first on Maitzi. He would break off a little bit, and then he wouldn't be mafrid totally till he made a bracha on the prus al achilas matzah, and then he would cut from both of them together. We do not do like this minik. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Lamed Tes.